bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Iran has decided to attack Israel early Sunday morning, launching over 300 drones and missiles. The attack was in response to an airstrike in Syria, widely blamed by Israel, that killed two generals of the Revolutionary Guard, according to Iran. All of the munitions that were fired were shot down by anti-missile defense systems, which were backed by the United States and Britain. The only casualty of this assault was an injured Israeli girl and light damage to an airbase. With this new development in the Israel-Hamas war, President Biden has urged caution towards Israel as they weigh their method of response to Iran. Here is White House National Secretary Communications Advisor John Kirby on Good Morning America.
The president was also clear, as he has been throughout, that we do not seek a wider war in the region and we don't seek a conflict with Iran.
A stabbing spree has occurred in a suburban mall in Sydney, Australia, killing six and injuring more than a dozen others, including a baby. Assistant Regional Commander Tony Cook of the Central Metropolitan Police say that the 40-year-old assailant acted alone in his actions.
From preliminary inquiries, it would appear that this person has acted alone. I am content that there is no continuing threat.
According to security footage, the assailant targeted mainly women in his rampage before being shot and killed by a female officer on the scene. Police say the man had a history of mental illness, and when his family members were questioned, they blamed his actions over not getting a girlfriend. The New York Knicks defeated the Chicago Bulls in the final game of the season, 120-119 in overtime, earning the Knicks their 50th win on the season and the second seed of the Eastern Conference. Jalen Brunson scored 40 points, 7 assists, and 8 rebounds during the game. The Knicks await their opponents in the playoffs as the play-in tournament contenders Philadelphia 76ers and Miami Heat face off Wednesday, April 17th. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.